Namo. Siaram je je Hanuman. Siaram je je Hanuman. Siaram je je Hanuman. Siaram je je Siaram je je Hanuman. Jai Siaram je je Hanuman. Jai Siaram je je Hanuman. Jai Siaram je je Bajranga Bali Baba Hanuman. Yeah, Bajranga Bali Jai Hanuman. Sankata Mochan Kripanita. Sankata Mochan Kripanita. Jai Siaram Jai
Edward. Okay. Beloved Master, today I find myself in such a quiet place within. then a deep longing arises to be in my own company and allow life to carry me. I've been perceiving myself so different. At times I don't even recognize myself. I see patterns, pains that once went unnoticed. And with gentleness, I'm learning to embrace all of this without any haste as I continue. It was so, so necessary to stop. I'm working so hard to try to make you stop. But it's very difficult because of this habit of always doing, and your mind is so restless that you can't really allow it. Because when you stop, then you don't recognize yourself. You only know doing. So that's the trust, to start just falling in tune with things as they are, as existence as it is. In my physical body, who has been falling much ill, one sickness after the other, some serious, some not so much serious, was always calling me back to myself. As I could no longer sustain this pace and speed of my longing, my surrender. I have been living very intensely, retreats, work, constant presence, doing, being strong, efficient, needed, until all of that gave way, and I had to look. That's why it takes time. It takes long time because of this habit of doing, of all this work, being strong, efficient, needed. So even being with me is just the beginning to start looking at yourself in a new way. And you say, I had to look. That's what I'm doing here, slowly, slowly with the retreats. You have to start looking at yourself. It's either that or run away. Sooner or later, you have to face yourself as you are. And that is difficult. And you can be here for years without that happening. So it's very good. And all this was needed, no? Even that's why I said sometimes sickness can be very helpful, because then you have to stop. It's almost like I have to force you to stop. And I don't force anybody, because then it is not helpful. It has to come from your own understanding that, no, I want to stop. I had enough. I've been running my whole life, but I didn't get what I wanted. I didn't find this peace that I was looking for. I didn't find this contentment. No, you have to go in now, to start facing yourself, until it all gave way and I had to look. And when I stopped, I felt lost. And that's another thing. Whenever you stop, and it's almost a miracle that people stop, ordinary in life, in society, nobody stops. Everybody is trained to go on, to prove themselves, to be somebody. You have to manage. You have to push through. You have to become someone. Sooner or later, you will make it. Just go on. That's how everybody is trained. So first, it's very few people who manage to stop. And then, even when you stop, I felt lost. So now, on this point, is all the possibility that you go back to the old. Because you will feel lost. You don't know how it is to be relaxed. You don't know how it is to function in the moment. You don't know how it is when your ego identity disappears. You will feel lost. So if you don't have a deeper understanding, if you don't have a trust, and that's where the master comes in, one of the places the master comes into the picture, that you know this is what you are there for. You have to allow yourself to be lost. You have to allow yourself to fall apart. You have to allow yourself to be a nobody, which is very difficult because you've always been somebody. Somebody who is being strong, efficient, needed, work. When I stopped, I felt lost. Who am I without doing? Who am I without serving all the time, without organizing, thinking, resolving, moving on? Without the place where I recognize myself as important. Yeah. Now you are touching something more real. This is where I want you to go. Who am I when the past is gone? When your identity is not stuck on you. Ordinary, you are only the identity, your habits. That's why you feel lost. Who am I without doing? And that is also a misunderstanding in your mind, in your ego mind, of course, because when I say stop doing or be nobody, relax, that doesn't mean that you're not doing anything. Action happens, but there is a separation that the actor is not identified with the actions. It's like when you are playing a theater on the stage, you're an actor, then you have to have a distance to your role. You're not that role when you are coming back. But that's how the ego, that's how the habits are. You've been playing Superwoman the whole day, your game. And then you are Superwoman, you come home also. That's not real. You have to relax then. So there's nothing wrong to play the game. Nothing wrong to do anything. The problem is when you identify it, when you become the play, then you can go mad. And that's where this is, when now the opportunity is to stop, you feel lost because you don't know how it is just to be. That's what I'm trying to teach you. Just relax. That's why I go on reminding you. But it's not easy because this has been going on for lifetimes, this doing, this effort. Who am I when I don't do anything? I always been working, being strong, efficient, needed, getting recognition, becoming some. Someday I will reach the goal. No, you will never reach because the goal is already here. But you have to stop. And you don't stop. And when you stop, you feel lost. And then it's all the opportunity that the past is coming back again. I think almost all human beings, they have some glimpses where they forget themselves, they forget the identity, they are just pure awareness. But they are not conscious enough to catch it. Maybe watching a beautiful sunset, maybe seeing the Himalayas for the first time. Something that is like, wow, something you never seen, and your mind is gone. You are overwhelmed by beauty, by silence. Being with your beloved, something takes over. But then the past comes back. It's just a little glimpse. So, and you feel lost. And that's what your mind cannot understand. That how can you do something and still being relaxed? How can you go on living without being identified with it? Without being a struggle? Without being so strong, efficient, needed? That is your identification. Then it's an effort. Then life is not a play anymore. It's no fun. Because you want something different. You want something different from what you have. And whatever that would be, it is dreaming about the future. When if I do that, then I will be happy. If I manage that, then I will be satisfied. If I manage to meditate that much, I will find peace. It's the same doer. So it's very important that you catch it. First, very few come to that place that you have to look. It's part of my work here, to get you to that place where you have to look, that you realize is not just a game, it's real. The honeymoon is finished, now real life starts. You have to look. And when you stop, I felt lost. Yes. That's where trust comes in. That's where letting go deeper. Allow that lostness to be there. Where the controller is gone. When you are not deciding. And why should you decide? Everything is going so beautiful. The whole existence is trusting. Only human beings. I have a squirrel family outside. And they are just so happy now because spring is coming and it's so much food around. So they totally trust, just like the birds. They don't complain anything. They know they are taken care of. And they don't have this mind. But humans, which is so evolved, is like the crown of God's creation, they have problems, full of problems. Struggling. Wanting to become something different. No trust that life will give you whatever you need. So it becomes a struggle. It becomes a doing. Because you are separate. So it's not like that's this fear when you stop, I feel lost. Who am I without doing? That's the thing, that's where trust comes in. What I mean by becoming natural. natural for me is that you are not in control. You can relax. You can relax into existence. Existence is through you, but you are in the way for existence to function. Then it becomes an effort. It's you against life. You don't accept things as they are, so you wanted something different out of your own personal desires, which is false in the beginning. So back to that squirrel. Then, of course, being outside my house, I go on feeding them. So that's how it can be when you trust. Everything is there, but then you get extra. Maybe that's how it is for the enlightened ones. It's like you get showered. You don't need anything more, but existence goes on showering you more and more. No, I can't take anymore now. And now even I start getting worried because he's getting a nice, nice tummy. So maybe now I have to put him a little on a diet, something. Because they want to survive, it's the instinct, no? But no, he's already, I think it will last the whole summer with that belly. So we shouldn't interfere too much, you know, because everything is going beautifully. I had to look, and when I stopped, I felt lost. Who am I without doing, without serving all the time, without organizing, thinking, resolving, moving, without the place where I recognize myself as important? This is all the things everybody, every seeker has to face. That's why you are here, to face this thing. Why should you be important? Why should you be afraid of just relaxing? Why should you be afraid of being lost? Lost from what? How can you be lost? You are on planet Earth. What is it to be afraid? You don't. Are you one of those who think that the Earth is still flat and you're going to fall out? It's not so many hundred years ago. Then they think the Earth was flat. You come to the edge, you can fall off. It's all only monsters. And then one guy who was a little more intelligent, he figured out that it's round. Then they said, you are mad. Put him in prison. That's how it is for the enlightened ones also. They say you can stop, you can be in tune, you can be a nobody. No, how can I be a nobody? Because I've always been somebody who's struggling to become more, to be important, to be organized, to be recognized, to get somewhere. This is what you have to face. Doing nothing is not doing nothing. It's allowing life to happen through you, which are life. You are a vehicle of life. So if you get out this ego self, this one who always need to do something and be important, but that goes out of the way, of course you will be lost. That is the twilight before the light comes. The darkness is not going and the light is coming. Then you will realize more and more that life is going on. Nothing can happen. It's just that now you feel at peace. Now you feel happy. Now you feel unburdened by this identity of the ego self, of your mind. That is the moment the mind can give up, becomes peaceful, becomes silent. Otherwise, it's always going on telling you what you have to do to find peace or to be happy. You are always missing something. It is very difficult for the ego or for ordinary people to understand that, because we are trained to always do, to always become, to always educate ourselves, to get somewhere, to gain something. And especially here in the West, in the East, it's accepted, it's always been looked up to as the highest. But it's only courageous people that do it. The masses is very difficult. As long as you are part of the sleepy society, it's very difficult to break loose. Who am I without doing, without serving all the time, without organizing, thinking, resolving, moving? Yes, that's what is very difficult, to just be. Otherwise, action, the way you know it, is always a doing, is an effort. In the East, they know all the wisdom traditions, they know that it's an effortless action. There is an action that happens which is effortless. And that you don't know. And when that happens, the Lao Tzu call it Wu Wei, is effortless action. But for that effortless action, effortless living to happen through you, you as a control freak, as somebody who always wants to be there and being important and recognized, that person has to go. And when that goes, then there is peace. Then life goes on, no problem, in a totally new way. It's like night and day. I didn't know where to go. I didn't recognize the spaces, nor the people, nor myself. And still, I was held. And that you can only recognize when it's happening. That's why the ego, your mind, is always afraid to let go. And you cannot do it. But it happens. And that happening, when that happens, then it's a whole new insight into life. So everything that we are doing here, everything that I'm creating, is a help to give you an insight into that. That you don't, it happens. You cannot do it, but it happens. Maybe in sitting silence, maybe having a dip in the river, maybe laying in the grass, maybe seeing the sunset, maybe dancing, maybe laughing, maybe crying, maybe sharing, maybe inquiring, whatever it is, maybe in awareness of your breath. All the techniques, all the different traditions is just for that. And when that insight happens, then a whole new level of living happens, where you are more in tune. I didn't know where to go. I didn't recognize the spaces, nor the people, nor myself. No, because the ego self is out on a little break. And still I was held. Yes, you're always held, but you don't believe it. If you knew that you were taken care of, that you were loved, that you are part of existence, then it wouldn't be any struggle then. Then it wouldn't be any becoming. It wouldn't be any effort. I feel so deep gratitude for the retreat that welcomed my need to stop, and for the people with such a care stepped in. Trust, surrender, I trust, and I feel your hands were there, my master, guiding me even in the moments I could not understand. Only know, Pradipa, when you cannot understand, then I can start teaching you. When everything falls apart. That's what I like. I'm waiting for that. Because everything up till that point, you are in control. So you create the distance. No, you know that is real. Then you get more trust, more understanding, more depth. Honoring this opportunity, I continue opening myself to this process, so intimate and so true. This of knowing myself beyond roles, beyond forms. For each silent teaching, for all the care, so much gratitude. So much gratitude for all that I have been receiving. Gratitude for guiding me even when I do not understand. Gratitude, beloved Master, yours, Pradipa. You see, now you can understand more, gratitude for guiding me even when I do not understand. Because this is something in every human being. They want to be free. They want peace. They want to be part of the whole. So even if the mind doesn't understand, which nobody does when they come, then is something deeper. In spite of this mind that wants to understand, the mind doesn't understand what's happening. It's something deeper, it's a deeper call. So that is what is taking you through. And then, in spite of yourself, in this that wants to understand, that falls away. Then you understand. So, people are just used to a mental understanding. That has nothing to do with reality. When I talk about understanding, it's the understanding of the whole being. Your mind, your heart, your soul, everything is understand. You see. When you see, you don't doubt. You don't need the mind, you just see clearly. Then it's a different beginning. It's not the belief. I don't want you to believe in me. I want you to see yourself. So even if you don't understand, of course nobody understands in the beginning because you need to have that insight that you are not this ego mind. Then a different understanding, a different surrender. A different intimacy, because now you know. But remember, it's not the end, it's just the beginning. But the old can go. So that's why many people there, they have asked all masters, they have asked me many times also, how will I function then, if there is no mind? Like then you become just a vegetable? No. It's like the waves goes on the ocean, no? It's full action. Maybe a storm on the ocean. That's how the mind is. When you are identified with that, you are only turmoil, no? It's very dangerous, big waves. You can drown. So that's how the physical body, your identification with the physical body. Then fear is there, conflict, survival, fear. So then you have to do, as long as you are identified with that, you have to do. Because there is fear, there is no trust. But if you know the silence of the depth of the ocean, thousands of meters down, where there is no ripple, only silence, only peace, relaxing with the whales, and beyond that, then there is no fear. So that peace is always there. That depth is always there. But you don't know because you've been all putting your whole attention to the waves. So that's why when that silence starts happening, then you could feel lost. Because who am I without all the doing, the action? Trust. another thing is that if this happens, which is very seldom, because you are losing yourself as such, you have to lose yourself to find yourself. That is called the rebirth, the true rebirth, no? The old is going, it will be a time where you don't know. Then is all the possibility that your old habits will come back if you're not conscious. So even if that happens for people, it's very difficult to integrate it because they are living only in unconscious way, in the past. Maybe they realize that this is not the place I want to be. This is not the work. This family is not supportive. This wife, this husband is not supportive of this. Very difficult. So it's all the possibility that your old identity, your ego self will come back. So that's another reason why people always have been created. Buddha fields, sanghas, ashrams, monasteries. Because one thing is very difficult to have that clear insight. But when you have it, you need to nurture it, to take care of it. You need to be in the right soil so it can get roots. Otherwise, it will disappear. Because the old habits are very strong. So that's why also here, you're very lucky you are here. You have the nature, you have the people. You can just allow yourself that nothing is wrong. This is what you've been waiting for. You have to allow it, go deeper. You don't need to be special, to be recognized, to be someone. Relax. Please, 1,000 times, relax. In the old Upanishads of India, they say the ultimate reality cannot be known through one's wealth, one's ideas, or hard work, or through one's actions. Renunciation is the only path through which those who have known the supreme ultimate reality have entered this state. Beyond heaven shines the ultimate reality, which is deep within the cave of the heart. This can be experienced only by the faithful seeker. He's saying the ultimate reality cannot be known through one's wealth, ideas, your hard work, or your actions. He starts with that because it's beyond doing. You cannot do it. And it's a dilemma because still you have to do. Everybody has to do in the beginning. You have to do a lot. To find, you have to seek. But there comes a time where you realize that this seeking, this doing, cannot give me the goods. You will never find it. You have to stop and become more present, more aware. So it's different levels. The ultimate reality cannot be known through one's wealth, one's ideas, one's hard work, one's actions. You cannot find it through that. And people are very attached to the money, to the wealth. Why? Because it gives you a security. Know you have some kind of security. You are someone. Or what you know, the knowledgeable people, or your actions. Look how much I'm doing for the world. All that won't deliver the goods. You will not see the reality. Maybe you feel ego safe, but this is all a deception and a hindrance to look at yourself. That's what it has become. People know they have everything. Nice clothes, nice car, nice house, lot of money, fame, image. But it's hindering them to see themselves. Renunciation is the only path through which those who have known the ultimate reality have entered into this state of beingness. And renunciation, and remember, this is an old Indian saying in India and in the East, renunciation, and I guess also in Christianity, and those, you have to become a monk, you have to leave the world, you have to leave, give away your money. You have to leave your family, your wife, your children, society, become a monk, become a sadhu, become a yogi, because this is no good. But that is just the outer actions. I have seen many so-called yogis who are so attached to the few things they have. Maybe they don't have a house, maybe they don't have an image, maybe they are not a movie star or an influencer. But they have some items and they're very attached. There is no light in the most of them's eyes because it's a doing. The me, the ego is still there. I need to go away so I can be free. Look at me, I have so few things. I'm a yogi. I have seen all these people in India. It doesn't help. What this master is meaning by renunciation is not to give away your money or leave the society, is the renunciation of your attachment to your mind, to the ego mind, which we were just talking about. That is the true renunciation. That is what Jesus meant also, renounce. Renunciation is the only path through which those who have known the ultimate reality have entered this state. You have to renounce yourself as it is. What you think is you, and that's why you feel lost. That's why nobody does it. That's why nobody finds it. Because it's so identified with this me. And this is how society is being created, that nobody's getting out of the trap. Everybody has to do like everybody else. Get married, have family, get children, and then you are there to provide for the children. instead of providing for your own growth. And so it goes generation after generation. You become a provider for the next generation. And nobody has the time to face themselves. Nobody has the time to stop, because it's always something. And then the dream that my children will be happy. And the attachment. So you should take care of the children, you should love the children, but not this attachment, not this identity. So again, is this is possible, but nobody is teaching that, a life of effortless living, where you are not so identified as my children. I suffer with them. No. Everybody is a child. And before you know it, you are old like a mama anyway. It goes like that. And nobody woke up. Neither did you, neither did the children. So let's go on, the next dream. So if you have the opportunity, wake up now. Renunciation is the only part. That means not to renounce this identification with your mind, to be free with your past, which is made to go on and on and on and on unconsciously, which everybody is doing. And that's why it's so difficult to break free, because you will be an outsider. Everybody will say, what are you doing? Are you crazy? Meditating, what are you going to gain out of that? Going to a master, a guru, that's like the worst thing for the egoist. Surrender, what is that? Can't you stand by yourself? But you can only stand by yourself when you are free of this ego self. Reality is a paradox, because you have to surrender to be free. Surrender, the false. But the ego mind is always protecting the false, which is the image. I'm special. I'm rich. I'm beautiful. Beyond heaven shines the ultimate reality, which is deep within the cave of the heart. It's deep within the cave of the heart. But the heart has layers and layers and layers of protection. All that has to be cleansed before this purity of the heart can come forth. That is the whole work of the spiritual seeker, to cleanse your mind, cleanse your heart, so you can see clearly again. That clarity is there. But you've been looking in a different direction. You've been looking out and getting involved in so many ideas how life should be and what will make you happy and what you should be doing to be liked and loved and be beautiful and be rich, that you have forgotten the real. So, coming back to the real, all that will be gone. That's the power of the real. In just in one stroke of true seeing, everything is gone. Because you can see. And when you see, there is peace. Deep within the cave of the heart. And this is not the emotional heart, this is the spiritual heart. Your wisdom self, your true self. This can be experienced only by the faithful seeker. This can be experienced only by the true seeker, only by the devoted seeker. Otherwise, you will never get it. You have to be total. You have to be devoted. You have to be ready to stake everything. You have to be ready to stake everything, to lose everything, and you have to be ready that maybe you will gain nothing. That's the paradox. Because it's not the gain. That, again, is the ego. But there's something in you that you're ready to let go, to open up, to become space, freedom, peace. Deep within the cave of the heart. And your essence is this freedom, this peace, this clarity. But levels and levels of ideas and protections and fear and identification that has to be gone through. That is the self-investigation, self-knowledge. To study yourself, how this mind has been working, how it's been tricking you, always taking you away. Which shines deep within the cave of the heart. Jesus says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Huh? Blessed are the pure in heart. How do you get the pure heart? By becoming pure. So, first thing you have to see first, where is my impurities? When impurity is gone, purity is there. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. They won't only see God, they will be God. Because God is all. Blessed are these peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers. But in this world, the true peacemakers that Jesus talks about, they are not accepted, for they will be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after the truth and righteousness, for they only shall be filled. If you don't have that thirst, if you don't have that longing, how can it be given then? Impossible. But blessed are those who has this hunger and this thirst for truth and righteousness, for they will be filled. It happens by itself. They will always be taken care of. That is renunciation. Renunciation of the dream of image, of money, of fame, of power, which the whole modern society is built on. And that's why it's so difficult, and that's why it's so few that find the truth, that lives in truth, in peace, in freedom. May everyone be courageous and truthful enough to face themselves. Gia, how is it going? Huh? Well, you're not alone, yes, don't worry. Need to drop my control.
Pushpani, pratigira. Om Shukla Maram Naram Vishnu Chashiva Nam Chata.